The distress signal was picked up in Ontario around 3 p.m., set off from a remote area of Isle Royale National Park. Coast Guard Petty Officer Chris Yaw says an injured woman activated her personal locator beacon after breaking her leg during a hike.
Once these things go off, they're picked up by the satellites, and they transmit your pretty much exact location within a couple feet.
A Canadian Coast Guard vessel was dispatched from Thunder Bay while a Dolphin helicopter responded from Traverse City, Michigan. Yaw says the rescue crafts are equipped with beacon locators.
Once we lock onto those, I mean, we know right where you're at, and it's just, you know, the transit time to get out to you. So, I mean, honestly, it essentially takes the search out of search and rescue.
So what could have taken hours to rescue the 55-year-old woman took just 30 minutes.
And that's one of the things. I mean, without that, we may not even have known she was in distress. And that would have depended if she told someone where she was going. And, you know, even if she did, we probably wouldn't have known until someone called and reported her missing.
Yaw says this technology is still rare among hikers and kayakers, possibly because they cost about $150.
Definitely worth something when it comes down to, you know, saving your life, you know, to have this device.
The woman was airlifted to a hospital in Houghton, Michigan. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.